If a blizzard should trap you on the highway, the Commerce Department's National Weather Service advises that you take the following measures for your safety. Don't panic if your car stalls in deep snow. Keep your radiator and exhaust pipe free of snow, but don't try to shovel or push your car out. Overexertion in a blizzard's bitter winds will exhaust you, lower your resistance to cold, and may endanger your life. Trying to walk out of the storm is even more foolhardy. You can lose direction quickly and be entirely at the mercy of the storm. Stay in the shelter of your car, run the motor and heater sparingly with sufficient ventilation to prevent carbon monoxide accumulation. Make sure that ice doesn't seal the car windows and cut off fresh air. Exercise arms and legs to maintain blood circulation. To help rescuers locate your car in daylight, tie a colored cloth to the radio antenna, and at night, turn the dome light on frequently, and be sure that someone is always awake and alert to spot help or possible trouble. The cold is more intense in winter when the wind is blowing. The Commerce Department's National Weather Service has found that strong winds cause a pronounced increase in the chilling effect of low temperatures. In a 20-mile-an-hour wind, a temperature of 20 degrees above zero becomes the bitter equivalent of 9 degrees below zero. Increase the winds to 35 miles an hour, and the effect would be equal to a frigid minus 20 degrees. Protection against frostbite is necessary in this kind of wind-driven cold, and face and hands should be kept covered. For maximum insulation against the cold, wear several layers of tightly woven light clothing. This is better for trapping and retaining body heat than a single layer of thick clothing. Remember that wind speed is an important part of your National Weather Service winter forecasts. When the outlook is for a combination of cold and wind, bundle up for safety's sake. When you find it necessary to travel during the winter months, the Commerce Department's National Weather Service offers this advice for your driving safety. Be sure that your car is winterized and that brakes, lights, battery, exhaust, and heater connections, defroster, and windshield wipers are all in good working order. Make certain your gasoline tank is full before crossing open country. If you're in doubt about road conditions, try, where possible, to travel in convoy with other vehicles. It's an excellent idea to have a winter storm kit in your car trunk. This should include tire and tow chains, booster cables, a shovel, sand, flashlight, matches, a first aid kit, emergency high-calorie rations, and certainly extra clothing and blankets. Keep your car radio tuned to the latest area storm warnings. And remember, if the storm exceeds your capabilities, don't take chances. Seek shelter until conditions improve. Your life may depend on it. Your home is the best haven against severe winter storms, if you're prepared and observe a few precautions against some common hazards. When the Commerce Department's National Weather Service forecast is for bad weather, check your fuel supply. Delivery trucks may not be able to get through to you if there's a heavy snowfall. Then check your food supply. It should be ample to sustain your family for several days and include foods that need no cooking or refrigeration in case of power failure. Power failure brings to mind the need for batteries for flashlights and portable radios. A portable radio may be your only link with the outside world and vital storm information. Emergency heating and cooking facilities should be used with extreme caution. Fireplaces, grills, and oil stoves are not only serious fire hazards, but can cause oxygen starvation if used in unventilated rooms. With a little foresight, you can take much of the discomfort out of winter's hardest blows. One of the most treacherous storms of winter is identified by the Commerce Department's National Weather Service as freezing rain or freezing drizzle. This condition occurs when temperatures at ground level are slightly below freezing and rain falls in liquid form only to freeze as it strikes. If a substantial layer of ice glaze accumulates, it is called an ice storm. The weight of the ice in such a storm can cause considerable damage to overhead wires, trees, and other exposed objects, particularly when the storm is accompanied by high winds. Both the ice glaze and the broken power lines make driving or walking extremely dangerous. Ice storms are usually short, and a slight change in temperature can change them into either rain or snow. During these storms, however, avoid any unnecessary travel on glaze-covered streets and highways. Blizzards are the most savage and dangerous of all winter storms. The Commerce Department's National Weather Service issues blizzard warnings when it expects winds of 35 miles an hour or more, considerable snow, and temperatures of 20 degrees or lower to occur for an extended period of time. Never venture out in a blizzard, even for short distances, except in extreme emergencies. The blizzard's combination of bitter cold and blinding snow represents a real peril to those trapped in the open. Winter travel can tax the capabilities of the most experienced driver. Have your car completely checked and winterized before the cold weather arrives, and keep a winter storm kit in your trunk for emergency use. If you plan a trip this winter, be informed of any dangerous conditions by listening for the latest severe weather information from the Commerce Department's National Weather Service. If you think the storm exceeds your capabilities, play it safe and stay at home. The Commerce Department's National Weather Service issues warnings for freezing rainstorms whenever surface temperatures are slightly below freezing and rain falls in liquid form to freeze on impact. If a substantial amount of ice accumulates, the condition is known as an ice storm. These storms make driving or walking extremely hazardous, and the danger is even greater if high winds accompany the storm, causing tree limbs and wires to fall and imperil traffic. During these weather conditions, avoid travel if possible. A severe winter storm can cut off your supply of food, fuel, and electrical power. When the Commerce Department's National Weather Service forecasts bad weather this winter, be sure your food stocks and fuel supply are ample to last out the storm. Also, lay in a supply of batteries for flashlights and radios. Be extremely careful in using oil stoves, grills, and fireplaces for emergency heating and cooking. Make certain they are well ventilated while in use and take precautions against fire hazards. The big killer of livestock during winter storms is dehydration, since animals cannot lick enough snow to satisfy their thirst. Stockmen are advised to use heaters in water tanks to ensure a sufficient supply of water. Livestock can survive extreme weather conditions, provided they have some non-confining shelter from the wind and can feed and water at frequent intervals. The Commerce Department's National Weather Service issues stockmen's warnings to alert ranchers and farmers when precautions should be taken to protect livestock.